Well, good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds, Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. Good morning. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 7th of November 2011. Well, last week seemed absolutely farcical in many ways as George Papandreou tried to shift responsibility from his government to his people. But arguably, he had a point. To be fair, it's not just the bankers. Indeed, banker bashing, which we see an awful lot of these days, can be seen as a way of avoiding our own responsibilities for the crisis, whether it be politicians or consumers or indeed advisors for that matter. It does take two to tango, and it takes a consumer as well as a lender to enter into a mortgage deal. Consumers have got to take responsibility for borrowing money to spend on holidays and other things, racking up debts which they can't now pay back. And politicians have to take responsibility for a long period in which they have abrogated their responsibility for looking after the economy and keeping it in order. So to that extent, I think Papandreou did have a bit of a point, but nonetheless, it didn't make for a good week last week, and if nothing else, the debacle showed that my prediction of last week, that there's oft a slip twixt cup and lip, was only too accurate. I'm sure it wouldn't be the last time. Having said that, there were other bits of news around apart from Greece and the G20, some good news and some bad news. In the US, the Fed in a monthly meeting saw monetary policy staying unchanged until mid-2013, almost another 2 years of low interest rates. Unemployment data was modestly upbeat, and projections for growth in the US remain positive, if modest. Interesting, oil has been nudging up some time now, and so the stealthy rises has taken the price up to a three-month high, and that's, I think, more to do with forecast of economic growth rather than lack of supply. In Europe, Europe was dominated by Greece and the summit, and in the midst of it, the ECB cut its rates by quarter of a percent, which is a surprise and a welcome surprise at that. But the focus really is now on Italy, and I quite often get asked why, and I think it's worth having a look at that in some detail. Bear in mind that if government or actually household debt, for that matter, exceeds around 85% of GDP, it tends to become a drag on growth. And with that figure in mind, Italy's government debt is 129% of GDP, largest in the G7 except for Japan. However, Italy's debt is orders of magnitude larger than Greece's. Greece's public debt is $450 billion. Italy's is $2,100 billion. And that debt is fundamentally funded by banks mainly in Europe, but around the rest of the world. And that, of course, is a major headache. And that's why, in effect, the focus is now moving from Italy to Greece. Heading across to the Far East, the flood in Thailand is still taking their toll. It's an unbelievable human tragedy, almost entirely unreported. And it's also having a severe impact on the regional and the global economy as supply chains break down. This only 6 months after the Japanese earthquake tragedy. So far, it's having a bit of a rough time at the moment. Let's have a quick look at the markets. Generally down last week, Japan down 3%, Far East down 1%, Europe core down 6%, UK down 3%, US down 2%. Oil, West Texas Intermediate was up 1%, and gold up about 1%. But on the month of October itself, markets generally up, with Japan up 3%, Far East up 7%, Europe core up 10%, UK up 8%, and US up 11%. The bottom line, well, in the US, economists still soft, but I think the chance of an encore recession is receding, at least for the moment, but the softness is going to carry on at least through the next term as the next government starts a round of cost-cutting. Europe remains a difficult place, obviously, and the Far East, although it's getting to grips with inflation and building its own regional economy, seems to be plagued by natural disasters at the moment. And in the current economic environment, it's important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against these macroeconomic risks. Our standard philosophy, but it's proving its worth at the moment. This week I'm off to London tomorrow for the IFP Conference and Events Committee meeting. That's about it from me. Have a good week. Bear in mind that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Please speak to your own professional advisor before taking any action. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184.